And so it shows you, you know, based on the pages that I've optimized using mm-hmm. Surfer, the types of results that I've gotten. So like even this particular blog right here, Gifts for a Senior Football Player, I created it because Surfer recommended that I create it. And it's given me 1,000 clicks.
Hello and welcome to the Simple and Smart SEO Show,
where we provide tips and advice to improve your website's search engine ranking.
I'm Brittany Herzberg, SEO copywriter for Holistic Health and Wellness Pros who want to show up as the answer to a Googled question.
And I'm Krista Waddell, an e-commerce seller and content creator. I help business owners communicate the value of their products and services through content so you can make more sales and grow your business.
We are business besties who love learning and sharing what we've learned. So what are we waiting for? Let's jump in.
Welcome back. We have a super exciting episode today. It's been a combination of I have questions and Crystal wants to talk about Surfer SEO.
I want to talk about Surfer SEO every day,
all of the days. So we're going to give you some kind of an insight. And if you're watching this on YouTube, hello, you get to see our faces. If you're listening to us, just know that there is a YouTube video. If you want to go look at that, I know I'm trying to like hide all this stuff in my room.
Oh, I'm showing off our sweatshirts.
Oh, Crystal has her sweatshirt. And we'll link that too, because they're amazing. I live in mine. It is right on the other side of my computer. And today's the first day I haven't worn it this week.
Yeah, I know. I'm guilty. I'm like, oh, going outside, grab my sweatshirt. So,
oh yeah. Grocery store. I'm like, I'm putting this on. Hello, grocery store. Yeah.
I love the sweatshirts. Okay, so what questions do you have about Surfer? I mean, okay, first
question.
Okay, so let me tell you what Surfer is. Okay, Surfer is like having a writing assistant or an SEO assistant, someone who can determine the keywords that you need to use in order to rank for, you know, whatever it is that you want to rank for on the internet. And the great thing about Surfer is that it combines so many of the tools that you see in modern SEO tools. So you get like, you know, backlink information, you get keyword information, you get impression information. You can hook it to your Google Search Console and get insights about your website. And then it also gives you recommendations based on what you're already ranking for so that you can rank for more stuff related to that. So that's kind of a background of Surfer.
I got this really good visual when you started saying that it's like this assistant. I just pictured, you know how we've done the Zoom filters where it's like little versions of us? I feel like Surfer SEO is like little versions of Brittany and Crystal sitting on your shoulder helping you.
Oh, I love that. That's hilarious. We have to get somebody to animate that.
You know? I need, that's the one friend I don't have. I don't have like a graphic artist that makes stuff like that.
That would be the perfect YouTube thumbnail.
Yes.
You know, it's like, here, meet my SEO assistant, Crystal. Little Crystal, flat Crystal.
This morning, okay, we'll get into Surfer people. I'm so sorry. This morning, I woke up and I had an email subscriber. You want to know their name? Flat Stanley. I laughed so hard. I posted about it on my Instagram stories. I was like, this is so creative. A plus for effort. And can't wait to like have you on the email list.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Great.
Okay. So the first question I have, other than what is Surfer SEO, I knew that. So I'm glad that you explained that to the listeners. I feel so weird to say that. The biggest thing I would love for you to highlight is my gateway, my entry point into what is Surfer SEO is when you were showing me that you use this to create blogs. So other than blogs, one, could you show us that a little bit, like how you use it to create blogs? And two, are there any other projects that you like using this for? Like, you know, how does it support you?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So Surfer has given me so much clarity, you know, over what I'm trying to do, because like I said, it's like having an assistant that is you're talking to, but there's no real conversation going on. So let me just show you. Surfer has this product called GrowFlow, and it was in beta for a long time. And I was, you know, playing around with it while it was in beta. And unfortunately, you know, I haven't had as much time, you know, during the busier months of Q3 and Q4 to go in here and do some of these things. But I will show you, due to all of the tasks that Growflow has given me, mm-hmm. they report that I've gained over 300,000 impressions and over 5,500 clicks. And I'll tell you, yeah, they are absolutely right. I know for a fact that, you know, the growth of my site is due to Growflow and to, you know, surfer stuff. So let's just look at this graph really quick. And this is what I like too. So if you work with clients and you are needing a way to actually quantify the work that you've done for them, mm-hmm. Growflow has this really great report that you can share with them and just show. So you can see, you know, since I started using Growflow last summer, mm-hmm. that my clicks have went up from under 1,000 to over 6,000.
Wow.
So that's really, really exciting. And, you know, we could talk about impressions, but impressions are essentially just when your business comes across the page on the internet mm-hmm. and somebody sees your name in the listing. So I'm not so much, you know, obsessed with impressions uh-huh. like I am clicks, but impressions are still good. Go ahead. You look confused. Uh-oh, lost your sound.
So I muted myself because something started playing on my end and I was like, what's happening? And I didn't want that to get into the recording. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
Sweet.
That's funny.
This is a cool report thing though. And that is a big jump.
Yeah. And so it shows you, you know, based on the pages that I've optimized using mm-hmm. Surfer, the types of results that I've gotten. So like even this particular blog right here, gifts for a senior football player, I created it because Surfer recommended that I create it and it's given me 1,000 clicks. So, just like volleyball senior night and that, and I think what Surfer taught me more than anything was just the need to break things down into a simple format to where if I was going to be writing a piece of content as, you know, it sounds silly that I didn't realize this, but when you write a piece of content, you want it to relate to a specific product, mm-hmm. you know? So I used to kind of do this umbrella thing where if I'm making gifts for senior night, I would group them together like by fall senior night, but fall senior night can be broken down so much more specifically into football, soccer, volleyball, and then the winter sports as well. And so that's what Surfer helped me do is just to really build out my authority for senior night by creating all of these articles related to each specific sport.
So do you feel like it's still worth it to have the bigger piece of content where it's like fall sports? And then from there you like break it down by fall football, soccer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cause absolutely. Then that helps with your linking strategy too, right?
Exactly. And that's been the other big thing about Surfer because Growflow also shows you that. And I will let me demonstrate here because mm-hmm. Growflow will say, okay, after you write this piece of content, now add these internal links. So it makes sense to link to this page or to that page. And so these are all of the internal links.
It really is like a little mini assistant.
Yes. I mean, it's incredible. And it gives you missing keywords. So if you were ranking on a page for one keyword or maybe even for that particular keyword, but yet the keyword wasn't on the page, it was like a semantic thing. Mm-hmm. Surfer identifies that and lets you know, hey, you need to add these keywords in.
Wow.
So, and then here are all the new articles that I wrote, you know, based on Surfer's suggestions. So
that is wild. Okay. So not only does it help you create an actual blog, it then shows you the other blogs you could write and how to connect them all.
Exactly. Oh my so goodness. Let me show you. Yeah. Let me show you the tasks. So every week, Surfer and Growflow will give me new tasks to do for whatever websites I'm working on. Mm-hmm. The other great thing is I can connect this to any client website and do the exact same thing for them. So that I think sometimes with clients, especially with content and SEO, it can be tough to make sure that both parties are on the same page.
Right.
And that both parties can see the progression of, you know, how things are getting done and just the process and, you know, where people mm-hmm. are in the process, that type of thing. Growflow really helps with this communication breakdown. So it fills in the gap there for any issues you might have. So this article right here, Senior Night Quote from Sports or Quotes for Sports, mm-hmm. I'm actually ranking as a featured snippet for this article. Oh, yes. And cool. this was an optimization suggestion from Surfer. So now it's telling me, hey, if you add these 9 keywords to the article, then you have a greater chance of ranking, you know, for these keywords. Wow. So, you know, memorable senior quotes, effortless relationships. This is weird. We got some interesting ones that I'm not going to add in here. But, you know, sometimes Surfer will give you, you know, suggestions that don't make sense for your business. And that's where you have to use your human brain and say, oh, that's not for me. But a lot of times they'll give you really great ideas. And so these are the tasks, add the keywords. And then there are also tasks to add links.
That is really cool.
So
I wanted to ask you something about, this is really, really cool. I didn't even know it could do this. When you were talking about working with a client, is this mm-hmm. something that you need? Because I know some tools require the client to like give you permission to add their site to your stuff. Is that something that you have to do with Surfer, or is it as easy as just type in their website and you have enough data to go from?
Well, there's two ways to look at it. Ideally, your client would give you access to their Google Analytics and Google Search Console. So if you can add that to your own Google Analytics and Google Search Console, then you can bring it in. So Surfer will allow you to have, you know, like one main website that's like a high impression site. And then I think almost unlimited websites that are emerging or low impression websites. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of depends. I can't remember. They kind of change the rules on that off, you know, often.
Yeah.
So you want to definitely check and see what that's all about. Ideally, I would love to have my client go ahead and sign up for a Surfer account as well. That way, you know, all of their content progress is saved in one spot. So if they decide at some point that that's something that they want to handle internally or whatever, they have all that information. And then they can just share what's called a content editor with me. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and then I can just work on these particular grow flow tasks within their account. So and that's what I would suggest.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea. Would that be a paid account?
Yes.
For the client? Yeah. Okay. So then if you have it, like how you have it on your Surfer account, did you just type, like, I guess what I'm getting at is if someone doesn't give you access to their Google Analytics for whatever reason, are you able to just type their website in and still get enough information?
Yes. So you can do audits for other websites. You can use the domain planner and type in other websites, and you can also, you know, do keyword researches or keyword research involving keywords for that website, you know, to see kind of where they're ranking. So yeah, there's different things that you can do, without access to their website. And then especially if you know what particular keyword you want to rank for, like I wrote this, I've written this. Oh, I lost you. I've written a couple of
articles. I'm still here. I was making it go slow.
Oh, okay. So I was, you know, writing articles for people that were talking about townhomes in Pennsylvania. So I can, still write things within my Surfer and then share the article with them.
That is really cool. I love it. All right. So we talked about content editor. Are there more features that you would want to show off for the content editor?
Sure. Let me see.
I love the gas gauges. If you're watching this, like I love the gas gauges.
Yeah. So let me choose one of my articles that I wrote. So let's start over on the right side. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what we have here is the main keyword that we want to rank for, which is Senior Picks Props. And Surfer's going to give us guidelines, an outline, and a brief. Ooh. To just kind of let you know, like who is already ranking for these particular keywords. Mm-hmm. And coincidentally, I'm already ranking for these keywords, product. But, you know, as we talked about with Elisa Meredith from SEMrush, share of search is an important factor. So it's like, if I can hit, you know, 1 out of 10 of the search results on page 1 with my actual product and then hit, you know, another place in those search engine results with this blog, now I have 2 out of 10 places in those search results. not counting if I happen to snag one of those people also asked places, you know, so.
Or even the images. You
know. Exactly. Yes. Images, video, all of those things. So it's really kind of a fun game to play. That's what I see. SEO is just like this constant competition or whatever. So with the outline and the outline builder, I don't usually use this, but what's great is that Surfer will give you some ideas for titles and for headings and that, cool. that type of thing. So if you don't want to think too hard, you know, you can do that. And then I like to go to Google for my questions, but Surfer does pull in some of those people also ask questions for you to answer within your blog so that you can possibly rank for those. So as you build this content structure, part of the score that you get to get the gas gauge to go from zero in red to over 80 in green mm-hmm. is you want to make sure that you have the right number of words to rank for that particular keyword. And Surfer uses the search engine results page to give you like the average. And so you want to show up, you know, within that range of word count to make it to page one. And then they also show you, okay, if you're going to write this word count, for that word count, you need X number of headings. So they give you a range of headings. They give you a minimum number of paragraphs to write, and then they give you a range of images. So as you do each one of those, you'll get a score for structure, headings, terms, and natural language processing, which is the words and the related keywords. So it's fun. You know, you can see that this particular one, my lowest scores in structure is 18, but in headings and terms and NLP, they're all green, which at the end of the day gets me in the green for the content score.
That is so cool. I think this one thing that I noticed when I watched you use this and build out a blog, it helps achieve what Google wants to see, which is writing helpful content.
Yeah.
And it's exactly. also what the people want to see. They want to actually get their questions answered when they click on an article. So I think this is really a very helpful tool.
Yeah. And the reason why I love Surfer, it's like everybody knows I love Jasper. I also use Jasper. But when you're using Surfer, you're still doing the writing. You know, like you are still having to put this together. Now with like the headings over here, you can really improve your score just by including the recommended words in your headings. Mm-hmm. But then you still have to write the copy. You still have to write the content. And, you know, making sure that you include these words, it really helps guide your writing so that you are writing about what people are looking for. But, you know, you're the human being that understands the content, so you're making it helpful. And you're writing for human beings while Surfer is helping you optimize for search engines.
Mm-hmm. This is so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So we tackled the gas gauge. We showed that organization, which is just fascinating. We didn't quite look into the audit a lot. So do you use this much for audits?
Well, the way that I use this is to go back and audit a particular page that I've already written. So I don't have an example here right now, but what's great to do, because search engine results change, right? And search intent changes, new products come on the market, new companies come on the market. So you want to go back in and, you know, make it part of your process that you are auditing your keyword and the articles that you've written. So actually here is one example. So this one is all about senior photo props. And so what this audit is showing me is that if I increase my content score by at least 4, then I will be in a better position on the SERPs or, you know, remain competitive. Mm-hmm. And so then there's also opportunities for internal linking, which to me has been probably the number one benefit of Surfer. I mean, already I've shown you so many, but the importance of internal linking, I mean, I just cannot stress that enough. It's one of the few elements on our website and the functions of SEO that increase our domain authority that we actually have control over. Yeah. So this is so important. And so this is definitely something I need to go in and do. Mm-hmm. Because it shows Google or shows the search engines how to crawl your site. So if you've ever struggled with, I don't really know which page to link to which page or understand why, this is a product for you, because it will tell you exactly what to link and what to link to and what to link from and all that type of stuff, so that you can, you know, increase your domain authority.
I feel like this tool, I think my first impression of Surfer was, oh, that's a great tool for someone just getting started. But the more things you show me, I could even see how it could help me figure out what to prioritize on my site. So any like copywriters, any marketers, anyone, any business owners where you tend to put your own business, your own website, your own SEO strategy on the back burner,
right,
can give you some very simple but easy to accomplish tasks where it's going to have, like, you know, small amount of time and effort invested, but a big payoff.
Yes. And, you know, from a conversion standpoint, the reason why I've really enjoyed what I've learned from Surfer and from the suggestions is, like, let's take something like a football senior night gift. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's lots of different things that you could get for a football senior night gift, but I happen to make posters. And so rather than just using a blanket sports posters, you know, product offering, I can now make a football senior night poster. And then I can link that product to a blog article about football senior night gifts. And so that's where, you know, just that ease of use of the website, you know, making that website experience better for your customer, that comes in here as well. So, I mean, there's just so many advantages.
This is so cool. I love seeing all of this.
Yeah.
Okay. Domain planner.
Okay. So domain planner, I thought I'd put yours in here. Maybe not.
It didn't. Well, did you put it there, or the keyword research?
Yeah, I didn't put it in for the domain planner. So, so let's just use mine again. Okay. So what domain planner is going to do is, like what you were just alluding to, how can I make my website better? Mm-hmm. You know, and I love how Surfer has this low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Toggle, I love that. Right here. Yeah.
I love that.
So you can call it like what I call it. Yeah. So you can go there and it's like, hey, if you go and optimize this particular page, you know, you have an opportunity to increase your place in search and your share of search and all that type of stuff. So right here, it gives you the option to choose your domain position range. Mm-hmm. If you are in the top three of, you know, your on the search engine results pages, don't mess with your page too much. Okay. Cause it's already, something's already working there. So you don't know what it is.
Step away from the optimization.
Yeah. But if you're not, you know, and you're 4 to 10, I would actually start from like 4 to 10, see if you are, if you're ranking in any of those 4 to 10 positions. And if you are, that's where I would start and try to optimize. And then once you get past 10, now you're on page 2 and we want to get to page 1. Mm-hmm. So then I would try to do like 11 to 20 and that type of thing. But that's, I would optimize what is working the best first, but not in the top 3. But that's how I would use this tool.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Super fun. So
sweet.
Yeah. So that's domain planner. And
who's
then
up next?
This SERP analyzer.
It just sounds fancy.
Yeah. So I put in healthcare copywriter for you because that's your main keyword. And so over here, we can look at, you know, just the different search results that come up for healthcare copywriter, and you can see what's currently showing up here in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And this, actually goes to the top 30, 40, 50.
It just keeps on going.
Almost to the top 50. But real quick, let's, what it shows you is, you know, the score of their content. You know, just like Surfer analyzes the score of the content on your pages, it can do that for your competitors as well. And then it also shows, you know, their domain score. And so we think of domain score like from 0 to 100. In this particular situation, Surfer does it from 0 to 10. So, yeah. So if it's 10, they're like a high ranking, you know, authority or whatever. They have a good backlink profile, mm-hmm. all that type of stuff.
Plus, it looks like they've got red, yellow, green as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where you want to attack is the ones that have the red, mm-hmm. because that means that they're, you know, they're vulnerable with their content or whatnot.
You can knock so that's them off pretty quickly.
Yeah. And you can click on them to show it on the chart so that you can look at it or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But you can also take a look and see like how your website compares Ooh. To the competitors. Now, I'm going to assume, even though I know for a fact that that some of these are more job related. So mm-hmm. the search intent here is more for like, I want to find a job
right.
With healthcare copywriter. Because you can see like Glassdoor and
LinkedIn.
Yeah, indeed. LinkedIn. Yeah. Those are going to be super hard to rank for. Not to mention you don't want to rank for those because you don't have a job opening right. or anything like that. But you can then compare your website's results and where you're showing up to those other ones that are showing up there.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously it's that there's a few things that we could do. I can be knocked off
pretty easily.
Yeah. So there's some things that you can improve here.
Yeah.
But again, this may not be the keyword that you want to optimize for because of that element of search intent. So,
yep. And not really seeing it here and having you like also confirm that by saying it, I was like, not sure that's necessarily what I want.
Yeah. Well, and the good news here is there's some other keywords that are common to that. So, mm-hmm. like, and you can see that very first keyword, healthcare copywriter jobs, it kind of shows yeah. you like, oh my goodness, if that relevance is 100% to this keyword and that's mm-hmm. not the search intent that I want, you know, I'm not, you know, I want people to hire me as mm-hmm. a copywriter, then, you know, that's an indication there that it's like, okay, maybe I want to try and find a different keyword. So, right. but if some of that did make sense, you know, there's options for different keywords down here. It's like yeah, health writing.
Health writing is good. I'm kind of laughing to myself because I really have not prioritized my own content this year. It's something that I want to focus on in 2023 for sure. And even like round out 2022 with content writing, but uh-huh. it's still very much is like, you're a massage therapist. We can send people your way.
Yeah. Well, and I see something in here that is healthcare content mm-hmm. writing. It doesn't have a super high search volume, but one thing to know is that once you get further along the funnel and people are looking for a specific resource or a specific answer to their question and they're ready to hire, the number of searches per month are going to go significantly down, you know? Yeah. So it's okay if you want to build a content editor around something like healthcare, whatever I just said there, healthcare content writing.
Mm-hmm. Which okay, actually so, really fits well for the case study copywriting that I do.
Ah, very nice. Okay. So what I'm going to do here, and this is probably the last thing that we'll do today, is just talk about how the content editor works. Because once you found a keyword that is a core keyword for your business, this is where Surfer really gets fancy because then you get to find out, okay, which articles can I write related to that particular keyword that then shows Google that I'm an authority in this topic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the key. You have to figure out, okay, which articles do I want to write? And then mm-hmm. once you have them written, then Surfer will give you the suggestions on internal linking and that type of thing.
It's such a mad genius.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, hey, if you need me to write something for you guys, just reach out. You know, the contact information is in the show notes. I love playing with this. I love
writing really
for any topic. You know, I just want to see that gas gauge turn green. You know,
I know it is a fun game to play. Like you said, it gamifies it.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So actually I opened up a content, content writing document here. They just changed the name. So I'm a little, I should have put this in the keyword research. Remember I told you that they had the two different
yep.
content planner and content editor. And this mm-hmm. is content editor, but this is okay. How you would write an article that would rank for the term healthcare content writing.
Mm-hmm.
So let me go
make
back.
The gas gauge go up.
Yes. And then, but healthcare content writing, this was what I wanted to show you with the, how you create keyword research, because okay. this is, this is the one that shows you the different articles and how they're related together.
Yeah. So this is, it's now called Keyword Research. It was called Content Planner, and Crystal was forever talking about content planner. And I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. Like, that sounds nice, whatever. But we were both confused because they renamed it Keyword Research, and both of us are instantly just like, oh, this makes so much more sense. So do you want to say a little more to that?
Well, you know, Content Planner would just, like I said, it would show you the different articles that you needed to write in order to rank and show up as an authority for a particular keyword cluster. And B would always want to talk about keyword research. And, you know, I do keyword research to kind of get started to, you know, just double check search intent and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But once I have my keyword, I would put it in here to what used to be Content Planner and let Surfer tell me what to write about. So as B's talking about doing all this keyword research, I'm like, oh, you know, I think Surfer says it. It's like, we save you, you know, hundreds of hours or something. Mm-hmm. They really do. Mm-hmm. And because I've put it into practice for myself and other people, I know that it works. So, yeah. So here is where, you know, your expertise and your place as the expert comes in, because you have to make a choice on the type of articles that you want to write. Mm-hmm. Remembering that the search intent of informational is really top of funnel, mm-hmm. you know, customer investigation is, you know, bringing them down the funnel, and then local and shopping are your bottom of funnel, like mm-hmm. transactional commercial type posts. The other thing is you can filter it by search volume or by keywords. And again, they have these keyword difficulty scores. And mm-hmm. so 10 is most difficult. 1 is the easiest. Mm-hmm. So I always like to start with difficulty high to low, just so I know what I'm dealing with.
CBD content writers, I bet they've been busy.
Oh yeah. So yeah, there's a couple of niche writing. I'm not going to say what they are. Yeah. But there's a couple that are, you know, pretty lucrative right now. So, but yeah, so healthcare content writer, mm-hmm. you know, you can open it up and see a detailed view, and, you know, it talks about, okay, these are the other keywords. So you can, again, does this make sense? If this is more about jobs, it looks more like a LinkedIn type post. Okay. That may not be.
Yeah.
What you're looking for. So again, like content writer for blogs, you know, like it can kind of, it fills the matrix, I guess, of your authority. But that one article by itself, without some sort of positioning with other articles and linking to other articles, is going to be confusing to Google. So that's why you have to just kind of go through here and see, okay, does this make sense? And is this the best keyword after all? But here's one, health content writing. Mm-hmm. The keyword difficulty is right in the middle at 6. So something like that could be, you know.
Yeah, that looks more, the intent seems more aligned.
Yeah, and health and wellness freelance writer. So it gives you all of the keywords, monthly search volume, the total traffic you can expect from writing that article, which is great. Because it gives you realistic expectation. Like, yeah, hey,
I appreciate that.
You could write this article, but it's not like you're going to get 1,000. Go ahead. This
Look one? At the down in the middle.
Oh, case study writing service.
Hello, friends. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're marking that one somehow. Yeah.
So that would be a great one for you. And and so it's just that's the other great thing about this, is because you know what makes sense for you. Surfer will say, don't use all of these, you know, don't use all of these, but pick out the ones that are really going to drive the, you know, push the needle forward in your business and get you to green on that gas gauge.
I know I need to get to green. This is really cool. And I totally appreciate, when I'm looking at investing in something or wanting to check out a tool, I really like being able to peek behind the curtain. So thank you for sharing all of this with us and like helping it make sense, because we could definitely look at the tabs and go, oh, okay, I can imagine how to use that, but it's totally different to be able to see it in like actual application. So this is really neat.
Absolutely. And you know, just like we offer those other audits, we offer the content audit. So we can help if you're listening right now and you're like, oh, that sounds so good, but I'm still kind of like, you know, we can do a content audit with you and help you get this set up so that you know where to start and, you know, building out your first cluster and that type of thing. And we've talked about virtual assistants, you know, and jobs to give virtual assistants. This is another great, you know, measurable task for a virtual assistant. It's like, hey, I want to rank. I want to be an authority in this area. I need you to write this article. Now I need you to write this article. Now I need you to write this one. Now I need you to link them together. You know, I mean, you have a proven path to success for SEO.
This is fantastic. Do you have any final words on our friend Surfer over here?
Yeah. So Surfer is the reason why we're doing this very special episode right now is Surfer is having they always do this really cool gamified Black Friday. But this year they're starting on Black Friday. And every time that we hit a certain number of subscribers, everybody gets something. So it could be more content editors for your account. It could be more credits for audits or whatever, you know? So that's what's really neat about it is like the more people who buy Surfer, the more we all get more stuff. So,
that's so cool.
Yeah. So I'm an affiliate and I'd love it if you use my link, but that's what makes it so fun. It's like, okay, the more people who sign up, the more people that are more chance we have to get more free stuff.
I love it. It's a win-win-win for everybody. And like Crystal was saying, if you're not ready to invest, it's totally fine. If you're like, oh, I'd still like to take advantage of it, just let us know. And we can always do that content audit for you and with you to get you started.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, you wouldn't even have to, you know, pay the full year. You just have the audit and you will be off to the races knowing exactly what you need to create to rank. One interesting thing about the cost of Surfer this year, it's actually less annually for the next year with the Black Friday special this year than it was last year. So that's pretty crazy.
That's really nice too. I feel like that's like they're paying attention to inflation and they're like, hey, let us help you.
Yeah, their customer service is fantastic. I mean, there's genuinely people on the other side. It's rare that you're going to get technology. But that's the other thing too. Surfer has like these different training courses that you can take that shows you exactly how to use it. It's all free within Surfer. I think you could even get it on YouTube, but yeah, I could talk about Surfer all day. I don't work for Surfer. I work for crystalwaddell.com and I also work for collageandwood.com. So shout out if you need a business sign.
Really? Especially this time of year. Oh, this is so cool. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, B. Is that it? Did I answer all your questions?
You got all my questions and then some.
Awesome. As usual. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. Yes, because I'm going to be on the back end of a Surfer account very soon.
Woohoo!
I'm so excited.
Awesome. Sweet. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. And we'll see you next week for one of our regularly scheduled episodes.
Back to our regular programming. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you like this info, subscribe before you go so you never miss out on something related to SEO.
See you next time.
'Hey guys, this is Crystal, one of your co-hosts from the Simple and Smart SEO Show podcast. If you're looking for a unique, handcrafted way to spruce up your home or office, then collageandwood.com is the perfect place for you. We are a small, woman-owned business that offers a range of beautiful wooden signs for your home or office. Our talented team of artists will work with you to create a sign that perfectly suits your needs. So why wait? Use promo code SIMPLE10 to save 10%. Visit collageandwood.com today. Save 10% with promo code SIMPLE10. That's collageandwood.com.